talks about the birth of Yishmael, that after the inability of Avram and Sarai to have children, so Hagar, who was an Egyptian princess, who decided it's better to leave the house of Pharaoh, where she's a princess, and to be a handmaiden in the house of Avram. And so Sarai said to Avram, "Tomer Sarai Avram, inenon atzarani adnoim. Let us bona el shivchasi ulai bona menav yishma Avram lekol Sarai." So Avram wasn't keen on this idea, but there was a prophecy from Sarai, lekol Sarai, and as listen to the prophecy of Sarah to take a Hagar, which he did, and right away she got pregnant, and right away she had nothing but contempt for Sarai, and she ran away from Sarai, and so it says Vayimtso Malach Adonai Aleinu Moim Vamidbo Aleinu Berech Pshur. So the angel saw Hagar and said, "What's going on?" Vayomer Hagar Shivcha Sarai Emi Zebos Vana Seleichi. Interesting question. We have to ask ourselves this question every day: where are you coming from, and where are you going? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? And others are the actions that we're taking in life, the steps that we're taking, steps that are going to bring us closer to God, or bring us higher or not. Now, if Sarai is telling you something, Hagar, she's not doing it out of malice, out of spite. She's doing it for your own benefit. So, of course, the Malach says, "Go back to her, and you will become pregnant." It says, "Vayomer lo malach adnoi hino chorav yolad et bein v'kashma yimel kishma adnoi elon yech." So we see from here what? That Hagar had a miscarriage. That she was pregnant and she lost the baby. And it wasn't until the malach informed her, "You're going to have another child, you're going to get pregnant again, and this child's name is going to be Yishmael," that God heard you. V'yeh per adam yarob kol v'yad kol bo v'al p'nei kol echav yishkan. Interesting. When you look at the structure of Hebrew grammar, so this is all wrong. They should say that it says v'huye adam pera. He'll be a person that's wild. But here they reversed it. It's v'huye per adam. He'll be wild, but he'll be man-like and human-like. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look at the terrorists today. Look at ISIS. Look at the Hamas. Look at all of these people. They're para adam. They're not adam para. They're not wild. They're not men that are wild. They're wild people that appear in the form of human beings. Yado bakol v'yad kol bo. His hand will be on everybody, and everybody's hand will be on him. And as the Gemara says, hakol trichim lo v'akol sonim lo. Everybody will need him, and everybody will hate him. Look at think about that with the oil and with everybody. We need the oil. We need him, but we can't stand what they're doing to us for the oil. But okay, we need him. So this was going to be the legacy and the destiny of Yishmael. So she went back and she listened and she had the child, and Avram was satisfied. He was 86 years old when Yishmael was born, and again this sets up the future, what's going to happen with Avram and Sarai when the Jewish people are going to be born through the person of Yitzchak. But the idea of how Kodesh Baruch Hu was setting up the future, the whole world, in this week's Sedra, and which means that eventually the future of the world, which is going to be the Motzi Mashiach, that's also going to come true. So we have to keep praying that that the entire biblical narrative will take place speedily in our days, so we can all enjoy basking in the light of Kodesh Baruch Hu.